This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Iraq, the political situation is still up in the air. Parliamentary elections were 3 months ago, but a government still has to be formed. And yesterday, the United Iraqi Alliance, the biggest political party, stopped participating in the talks.
Haidar al-Abadi is a member of the United Iraqi Alliance. He's a member of parliament. He's a former communications director for the group. He joins us by phone from Baghdad. Mr. al-Abadi, thank you for being with us. And can you tell me what the status of the talks are now to form a government? Is your group back in these talks?
Well, not yet today. There was suspension yesterday and today. The suspension is because the group is very much busy with the security situation in Baghdad in particular.
You're too busy with security to go into the talks?
Correct, because what happened 2 days ago, which we probably are going to talk about that, is something very new. So we wanted to get the full story.
This is the dispute about whether U.S. and Iraqi forces entered a mosque and killed 16 people in a mosque on Sunday night. There are many people who say they did. There's video of what looks to be a mosque, but U.S. military spokesmen say they did not enter a mosque and shoot anyone.
That's why we have to wait for an inquiry.
Well, there is an Iraqi government investigation now underway, Mr. al-Abadi. There are disputes about what actually happened. When is your group going to be ready to go back and join talks to form a government?
Well, tomorrow. We haven't really suspended talks as such. All we've done yesterday and today, we have said we are busy with to see the other groups to discuss the security situation, but tomorrow the talks will resume. Let me just shed some light about the background of these talks. These talks have progressed quite successfully. We've reached a point where we started to talk about government. We have agreed on some documents to do with establishing Security Council, which represents all political parties, all political groups in the parliament.
You have agreed on a Security Council. A very important consideration, it seems to me, is that your group, the largest group in parliament, said after this incident Sunday night that the U.S. should no longer be in charge of security throughout Iraq. Is your group ready? Do you think the Iraqi government is ready to be in charge of security?
Well, it's not the group, as you say. It's the Iraqis who should be ready to carry on the responsibility of security in the country. So we are talking about now transferring the security management of the country to the Iraqi authority. What happened two days ago has exposed a fundamental problem where there are special Iraqi forces under the control of the U.S. military without the Iraqi government knowing about it. So this is very scary. It brought into the open many questions about the death squads, who are well-organized, well-trained. They hit whenever they want, and they escape and pull out whenever they want.
These are the militias which many U.S. leaders there in Iraq and spokespeople say are actually operated by Shia groups. Are you saying that you think that the militias may be under the control of U.S. forces?
I'm not saying they're militias, special forces. They are special Iraqi forces trained by the U.S. military.
But you called them death squads.
Well, what happened 2 days ago was the act of a death squad.
Mr. al-Abadi, are you saying that this view is held within members of your party?
No, we're not saying, we're not accusing anybody. We're not accusing the U.S. forces. What we are saying, there's something mentally going wrong here, and somebody must be held accountable.
Haidar al-Abadi, a Shia from the United Iraqi Alliance and a member of parliament. Mr. al-Abadi, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.